Okay, time is now 5:55 and the ordinance committee is now in session. First order of business is to accept the minutes from committee meeting held on 5:10. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve.
And a second?
Second.
Having a motion and a second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
3-0, motion passes. And moving on to next order of business, PCO 4-25, an ordinance amending section 2-13 of the Code of Ordinance to clarify the procedure for claims and appeals of determinations. That was put forth by Council President Sinapi, co-sponsors Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Gebhardt, and Councilman Foley. This is for second passage. Any members of the committee wish to be heard on this issue? Any members of the council? Any members of the public wish to be heard on this issue? Any members of the public? Hearing none. I have a motion, but do I have a motion for a favorable action?
Move favorable action, second passage.
Move favorable action, second passage. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Councilman DeLuise. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
3-0, motion passes. And second and last order of business for our committee, PCO 6-25, ordinance to prohibit through trucking on Orchard Avenue, put forth by Council President Sinapi. And Council President Sinapi, you wish to hold this until 6:10, what was the date? June 16th. Do I have a motion to hold?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 3-0, motion passes. And that is the last order of business for ordinance committee. Time is now 5:57 and we are, do I have a motion to adjourn? Don't need a motion to adjourn. We are adjourned.
Next up is the Public Safety Committee, and it is eligible to begin at this time.
Yeah, just leave your stuff here. We got everyone? Okay. The Public Safety Committee is in session at 5:58 p.m. First order of business is to accept the minutes from the meeting held on March 10th, 2025.
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 4-0. The next section, I'm going to make a motion to suspend the rest of the docket since we have a another ordinance on the city council that will move this to a different process. Before I do that, I'd like to just see if anyone in the audience is here for any of the claims on the docket. Seeing none, I'd like to make a motion to suspend.
Is it suspend? To hold.
What is it?
Thank you, Counselor. So for clarification, we're going to move this motion till We're going to make the motion to hold the claims to May or the new system that would be put in place. Do I have a...
Make a motion to hold until May 5th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Ayes have it. That concludes the business of the public safety at 6:01. What is it?
Minutes and claims dockets.
Minutes and the claims. Oh, there we go. All right, one more item before we close. Need a motion to accept the minutes in the claims docket for March 10th, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, public safety is adjourned at 6:01.
Next up is the Intergovernmental Committee, and that may begin at this time.
Okay. Time is now 6:03. Intergovernmental Committee is now in session. You have to... First order of business is acceptance of the minutes for a committee meeting held on March 24th, 2025.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And I will abstain. Motion passes 2-0. Okay. And for the first order of business, I will abstain.
Okay. First order is a land trust commission for the term of the Ward 6 nominee, Arlene Napa. And do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh, discussion. Oh, thank you. That's right. Before we do that, sorry about that. Discussion, anyone on the committee to discuss? Anyone on the council? Anyone in the audience? Public? Anyone public?
Nope.
Seeing none. Now, if you may have a motion.
Motion to accept.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. 2-1, one abstain. To rush it on you.
That's okay. All right. Next order of business is appointment of Edward Ruggieri Jr. Is there anyone here to be heard on this appointment? Any members of the committee wish to be heard? Any members of the council? Any members? Oh, Mr. Councilman Foley.
Good evening. To the solicitor, I don't think it matters, but on the list it says Ward 6, but he is an at-large member. Jane, the chair. And she's not here tonight, but Mr. Ruggieri's here. Okay, I'm just point of information.
If the committee would double back on this one, I'll get an answer quick. You can proceed to the other items on the agenda, and I'll be right back.
Understood. We're just going to hold that to allow council to inquire as to how to proceed. Next is for Library Board of Trustees. There are several appointments here. First on the list is Stephanie Carter. Anyone here wish to be heard on the issue? Any members of the committee wish to be heard? No. Any members of the council? Any members of the public? Hearing none. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to second.
Motion to approve is heard and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Vote passes 3-0. Second appointment to Library Board of Trustees, Ms. Mary Johnson. Anyone here to be heard on the issue? And any members of the committee wish to be heard? Any members of the council? Any members of the public? Hearing none, do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
3-0, motion passes. The next appointment is Patricia Major to the Library Board of Trustees. Anyone here to present on this issue? Anyone in the committee wish to be heard? No. Any members of the council? Any members of the public wish to be heard? Hearing none, do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motioned and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. 3-0, motion passes. Next member to be appointed to Library Board of Trustees, Michael R. Riccitelli. Anyone here to present on this issue?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. So I would, I'm very happy to support the reappointment of Michael Riccitelli to the Library Board. Mike has been on this board for a little bit and has done a very good job. And I have all the confidence in the world that he'll continue to do so. So I would respectfully request favorable action on his reappointment. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other members of the council wish to be heard? Any members of the public? Hearing, seeing none, do I have a motion?
Make a motion to favor.
Second.
Motioned and favorable. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
3-0, motion passes. You threw off my docket. All right, last member to be appointed to the Library Board of Trustees, Kimberly Weinman. I'd like to speak on this one. Kimberly is a member of my ward committee, has been serving on Board of Trustees for quite some time. She's very active in local and state government. She's an asset for the board, so I'd request that our committee and council support and favorable action on this.
Move for favor.
Mr. Chairman? Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
I would also just like to concur with your comments on Kimberly Weinman. She is one of the hardest working people that I've met, and she's very, very dedicated to the mission of the library, and I'd just be very happy to request favorable action on her as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any members of the public wish to be heard? Any members of the public? Have a motion and a second already. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, 3-0, motion passes. The next body for appointments is the Wildlife and Conservation Commission. Two appointees here, first being Martha Cruciani. Any members of the committee wish to be heard? Any members of the council? Any members of the public?
Make a
motion to approve. Motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
3-0, motion passes. And the last appointment is Raymond Menor, right? Can I see that? Close enough. Anybody here to present? Any members of the committee wish to be heard? Any members of the council? Any members of the public wish to be heard on this appointment? Hearing none, do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 3-0, motion passes. And Mr. Solicitor, do we have a procedure on how to move forward with that?
If the committee could be at ease for just another minute or two, well, I think we can rectify this.
Okay.
So if you just be at ease.
Councilman Foley-Heath, that's an at-large. That's an at-large for Mr. Ruggieri?
My understanding, the Ward 1 representative is Mary Stukides. Her term is still there. I'll speak just a little bit. I recruited Mr. Ruggieri. He's been to numerous meetings of the land trust already. He has spoken with and met with the chair, and our understanding is this is an at-large.
Okay. And do I have a motion to amend the appointment from a Ward 6 appointee to an at-large?
Motion to amend.
Oh. Okay, we're going to take a pause on that.
We're trying to build efficiencies.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
The committee, and Mr. Ruggieri is here. We have some paperwork type issues that may just be clerical errors on the city's behalf. We need to run some, just double check some matters, but given that Mr. Ruggieri is here and that the committee is making a recommendation, the full council can clarify the other issues later. So if you would like to proceed with an introduction and interview with Mr. Ruggieri at this time on the appointment to the commission, we'll do the other things in the background while the committee does its vetting.
Okay. Very well. By solicitor's recommendation, any member of the, is anyone here to present on this issue? Or Mr. Ruggieri, would you like to be heard? Please.
Yeah, good evening. I'm glad to introduce myself. Ed Ruggieri, I'm in Ward 1, Governor Francis. My wife and I moved here going on 6 years. I recently retired, so I have a little more availability. I've spoken to Councilman Foley in the past, and I said I'd like to get involved. The land trust was an opportunity where apparently there is a need. As Bill mentioned, I have attended. I've spoken to Jane multiple times. I've been to the last three meetings. Admittedly, I don't bring any land trust or open space experience. My background has been in technology and leadership positions in technology, primarily in the banking sector. But I would, I'm used to being positions where I need to catch up and learn. There is expertise on the board, so that's, a welcome opportunity for me. And then hopefully I believe I will bring value. I bring a different type of experience, but I hope that would translate. I believe sound judgment and experience that I think can be helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for offering your services. These positions are gratuitous, so any efforts by the community to be involved is greatly appreciated by the council and the community. And I know Ms. Austin greatly appreciates as well. There's been a lot of vacancies, and this year in particular, we've seen a lot of people step up to volunteer their time. And we certainly appreciate you taking time out of your day for that purpose. So thank you. And I'm sure you're going to bring a lot of value to the table.
That would be my intent. Thank you.
Any other members of the committee wish to be heard? Any members of the council? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. Good evening. Good. I also just wanted to briefly thank you for stepping up as well. The Land Trust, it's not easy with some of these different committees where very easy to really get into the weeds, but it's these kinds of committees, volunteers, where a lot of the real work gets done. And then when proposals come in front of the city administration, planning board, city council, it's thanks to volunteers like yourself that a lot of the little details that could derail a really great proposal, so much of the time, it's volunteers who really figure out what's best for the community, iron out so many of those details so that they're more prepared to go ahead. It's certainly not easy. A lot of it is thankless, but since you're here at this moment, I do want to thank you for stepping up, giving your time, your energy. We absolutely need different perspectives, not just everyone from one particular background, but a range of experience and from folks across the whole city. Thank you.
I appreciate your words. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Any other members of the full council? Any members of the public wish to be heard? Any members of the public? Seeing none, do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Motion and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. That being the last order of business, intergovernmental... Well, hold on. Hold on.
What's that? Do we have to do anything with that?
No. That being the last order of business, we are finished. We are adjourned at 6:18.
Next up this evening is the Public Properties Land Use Community Affairs Committee, and it may begin at this time.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs convenes at 6:19 p.m. First up, acceptance of the minutes from March 10th, 2025. Do we have a motion?
Well, action.
We have a motion. We have a second from Councilman Kirby. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 4-0. We have a total of four items on the agenda. The first two items are public hearings. So as a housekeeping note to the public hearings will occur after 7 o'clock at the full City Council meeting. First up, first matter for public hearing. This is in Councilman Kirby's ward. We have PCO 5-25, order on the abandonment of a portion of Harper Street. John Harold, Barbara Harold, Karen Harold, Bruce Moore, Mary Moore, Nancy Stockard, and Jason Stockard, petitioners. So, do we have a motion to move to the floor for public hearing?
So moved.
Do we have a second? Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Second on the agenda, PCO 7-25, order on the abandonment of a portion of Old Quaker Lane, Colby Enterprises LLC, petitioner. This is Councilman Gebhardt. The councilman was not able to be present with us this evening, but he did reach out to me, let me know that in his absence, he does wish for this item to move forward with public hearing. Do we have a motion to move to the floor for public hearing?
So moved. Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Third on the agenda, this is Councilman Foley, PCR 2825, a resolution naming the North Country Club Field Walking Path in honor of Harry Carter. First, a recommendation or comments, Councilman Foley.
Thank you. I'll be making a motion for favorable action. A number of years ago, a member of Harry Carter family made a donation to the city and wanted some type of honor for her father, who was very instrumental in the city of Warwick. I'm going to ask Chief of Staff Vicente, who has more of the details, but we were looking for something to do. And as you know, last year we did the walking path around North Country Club that is getting amazing use by the neighbors and people in the city. So I defer to Chief of Staff Vicente.
Good evening, Bill Vicente, Chief of Staff to Mayor Picozzi. Follow up on Councilman Foley's information. Harry Carter was a city councilman from Ward 1 for 12 years. He's a Republican city councilman. He was also Rotarian of the Year for Warwick Rotary Club. He was a longtime member of the Asbury United Methodist Church on Ann Mary Brown Drive, which is kind of at the intersection of Fair Street and Ann Mary Brown Drive. He was also president of the Men's Club and the treasurer of the Asbury Hobnobbers, which was a church-led senior meal site long before the senior center was constructed. He's also most known for owning Carter's Candies on Eddy Street in Providence. There was a Beacon article done on Mr. Carter back in, when was this done? I think it was in 2024, I'm sorry, January 11th, 2024. And it chronicles Mr. Carter's life and philanthropy and impact on the community, in addition to donating, his wife donating a considerable amount of money to the city of Warwick in exchange for just something named in Ward 1 after, at North Country Club Field specifically, after her father. They also donated, I believe, over $100,000 to the Warwick Rotary Club for a scholarship program. And that's why, coincidentally, North Country Club Field is actually called Whitaker Field, and it happens to be on North Country Club and Monroe Street. We did the walking path not knowing about this donation or bequest, and once it was completed, the information for the bequest came forward and spoke to the Councilman Foley, and we both kind of thought it was a great idea to name something brand new that didn't exist before, after, in memory of Mr. Carter. And Carol Hausman was the Mr. Carter's daughter. And we plan on having a dedication ceremony sometime late May, early June, when Ms. Hausman's son comes up from Florida for the winter.
So at this time, I'd like to make a formal motion for favorable action.
Thank you. Any further comments, members of this committee? Members of the council? I'll just briefly say that I think that this is a wonderful idea. of course, when we see that kind of generosity to the city and for students, it's of course very appropriate to give naming rights. Really, it's not something that's costing the city anything, and it's recognizing, for that matter, someone who devoted much time, energy into public service for the city. It's also part of a proud tradition as well, where we see, it appears, recent predecessors of Councilman Carter, as well as a successor to Councilman Carter, such as Councilman Sprague and City Councilman Salter, who similarly are recognized by the city, such as with Sprague Field and also with Salter's Grove. So part of a proud tradition of the city to recognize members of the council who have served that area. With all of that said, do we have any comment, members of the public? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And let's see, for clarification, I second. Okay, final item on the agenda is PCR 38-25, a resolution in observance of Arab American Heritage Month. This is an item that I had docketed. First, any comment, members of the committee? I'll lead off. So, part of this committee, the public affairs component of this committee, includes resolutions recognizing history and heritage months that have traditionally been recognized in the United States. Up until this last February, Arab American Heritage Month was recognized by the United States federal government, specifically through the U.S. State Department, as a formal Heritage Month. That is in honor of all of the contributions that Arab Americans have made to the United States. I think it's also particularly important to recognize Arab Americans, their contributions in these divisive times that we live in, and recognizing that people of all descents, all ethnicities, including those who descended from the Middle East, commonly called, I suppose more accurately called Southwest Asia and Northern Africa, those areas of the world, we all come here, except obviously as Native Americans. Anyone coming from any area that is outside of these United States coming to this country, we're all immigrants or descended from immigrants. And so it's important to continue to recognize the contributions of all Americans in making this country what it is, making it a wonderful country. So with that, first I'll allow comment from the rest of the City Council and public, and then I would intend to move favorable action. Comment, members of the City Council? Comment, members of the public? Okay, I'll move favorable action. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Councilman Foley. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 4-0, and that concludes the business of this committee. We adjourn at 6:31 p.m.
That concludes this evening's committee work. Next up will be the full City Council at 7 p.m.
All right, City Council will come to order at 7:04 p.m. Clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Here.
Mr. DeLuise? Here. Mr. Foley?
Here.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Kirby?
Here.
Mr. Lattisa?
Here.
Mr. Muto?
Here.
Mr. Napa?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Eight present.
Test.
Is it working?
Hi. Can you hear me? You got me?
Can you hear me?
No.
All right, Councilman Muto, can you lead us in a salute to the flag, please? First, we have general communications, announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. I have one. If we could please have a moment of silence for Lisa Marie Ferralito. Is there anything else for general communications? Seeing none, we'll go to executive communications, for which there are none. Next, we have acceptance of minutes from the council meeting held on March 24th, 2025. Are there any objections to approving said minutes? Seeing none, those minutes are approved. Oh, I did that already. Hearing no objection, those minutes are approved. I feel like I did that. Next, we have announcement of appointments. First, at the Harbor Management Commission, Jody King. Next, the Retirement Board, Scott LaJoy. I apologize if I butchered it. Next, the Warwick Housing Authority, Christopher J. McCarthy. And then appointments requiring confirmation. We have the Land Trust Commission, one Arlene Napa. This is intergovernmental. But we're going to Councilman Muto for it.
So the committee recommended favorable approval for Arlene Napa to be appointed to the Land Trust for Ward to represent Ward 6.
So for action, Councilman Muto?
Action, we recommend action to pass, to approve.
Do you move favorable action?
I move favorable action.
Motion made and seconded. Any questions or comments on the appointment? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll. Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yeah.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Abstain.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
7 yes, 1 abstention.
Next we have, again, to the Land Trust Commission, Edward Ruggieri, Jr. This is intergovernmental, and this can go to Councilman Napa.
Thank you, Council President. There was one correction to be made on this. Need a motion to, or cuts to the solicitor.
Thank you, Mr. President, Councilman. We have some typographical errors here, so my recommendation would be to amend the agenda in the following ways. The zip code is 02888, not 02889, and the appointment is not a Ward 6 appointment. It is an at-large appointment, so we will make those amendments if you give such directives.
Someone making that motion?
Makes your motion to amend zip code to 02888 and amend Ward 6 to reflect an at-large appointment for Mr. Edward Ruggieri, Jr.
Is there a second? Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll on the amendment.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes to amend.
All right, and on the proposed appointment itself, what was the recommendation of the committee?
Recommendation of the committee was for favorable action. I'd like to move for favorable action as amended.
Is there a second? Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments on the appointment as amended? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Napa?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes. Favorable as amended for Ruggieri.
Next, we have Library Board of Trustees, one Stephanie Carter. So, Councilman Napa?
Committee recommendation was for favorable action on this appointment, and I would like to move for favorable action.
Motion made. Is there a second? Councilman Foley seconded. Any questions or comments on the proposed appointment? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby? Yes. Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes. Appointment passes.
Next, we have the appointment of Mary Johnson to the Library Board of Trustees. Councilman Napa?
Committee also recommends favorable action. I'd like to move for said favorable action.
Motion made, seconded by Councilman Foley. Are there any questions or comments on the proposed appointment? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes. Appointment passes.
All right, next we have the appointment of Patricia Major to the Library Board of Trustees. Councilman Napa.
Committee recommends favorable action on this appointment, and I would like to move for favorable action.
Is there any second? Councilman Foley seconds. Are there any questions or comments from the council? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy.
Recuse.
Mr. DeLuise.
Yes.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt. Oops, sorry. Mr. Kirby.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser.
Yes.
Mr. Muto.
Yes.
Mr. Napa.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Yes.
7 yes, 1 abstention.
Next to the Library Board of Trustees, Michael R. Riccitelli?
Riccitelli.
Riccitelli, thank you.
Committee also recommends favorable action for Mr. Riccitelli, and I'd like to move for favorable action.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments on the proposed appointment? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes, appointment passes.
Next, again to the Library Board of Trustees, is appointment of Kimberly Wyman. Councilman Napa.
Committee recommends favorable action for Ms. Wyman, and I'd like to move for favorable action.
Second.
Was that second? Councilman Muto?
Councilman Muto.
All right, any questions or comments on the proposed appointment? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Eight yes, appointment passes.
Next is to the Wildlife Conservation Commission. Wildlife and Conservation Commission. The proposed appointment is for Martha Cruciani. Councilman Napa?
Committee's recommendation is for favorable action. I'd like to move favorable action to appoint Ms. Cruciani.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments on the motion? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Eight yes, Cruciani passes.
Next, we have, again, to the Wildlife and Conservation Commission, proposed appointment of Raymond Munier.
Committee recommends favorable action on this one as well, and I would like to move for favorable action on the appointment.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments on the appointment? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Eight yes, appointment passes.
Next, we have the consent calendar. First is PCR 43-25, relative to bids. Councilman Lattiser?
Move favorable action.
Second.
It's a motion for favorable action and second. Councilman Lattiser, do you want to go through the bids?
Yes. So, first item is 2026-017, landfill agreement. Item number two, 2022-082, State of Rhode Island Public Safety Communications, 2025-387, turnkey operation for printing, 2025-435, resurface war vets tennis courts, 2025-023, public safety equipment, 2026-001, maintenance repairs at Thayer. 2025-436, oil and filter recycling. 2026-005, design, print, and mail. 2025-0400, traffic signs. 2025, purchase 4 solar speed signs. 2025-437, first extraction equipment. 2025, purchase cart wheels and lids. 2026-012, power DMS. 2026-004, OEM motor parts. 2026-003, purchase of grass seed. 2026-002, HVAC filters. 2025-439, live fire training facility. 2026-013, Leeds Online Cell Hawk. 2026-006, BCI crime scene supplies. 2025-438, power DMS. 2025-426, purchase alternator for engine 11.
Are there any questions or comments regarding the bids? All right, on to abatements. PCR 44-25, resolution relative to abatements. Councilman Lattiser?
Committee move favorable action.
For favorable action, Councilman Lattiser.
For favorable action on PCR 44-25.
Second.
All right, and that's for $412.34, right?
That's correct.
All right, any questions or comments on the abatements? Seeing none, on to claims. PCR 46-25, resolution relative to claims. Councilman Muto.
The committee made a recommendation to hold claims until May 5th. I hereby move to make a recommendation for favorable action, or to hold, I'm sorry, move to hold until May 5th, all claims.
And that's for the purpose of so that it gets shunted into the new system, right?
That is correct.
Mr. President, given that we're not putting a favorable, we should vote this item separately. So let's remove that from the consent calendar vote, and we can follow up with it immediately thereafter.
Got it. All right, so then we can vote on the consent calendar as it stands. That's, for reference, PCR 43-25 and PCR 44-25. Clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes, consent passes.
So then we're back to PCR 46-25, resolution relative to claims, in which the committee recommended hold until May 5th slash when the new system is implemented so that they'll fall under that rather than coming to us. And that was your motion, right, Councilman Muto?
That is correct.
All right, and that's seconded by whom? Councilman Foley. All right, any questions or comments? So clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
8 yes to hold to May 5th.
Yeah, and insert into the new system. All right, next we have referred business, PCO 5-25, order on the abandonment of a portion of Harper Street, John Harold, Barbara Harold, Karen Harold, Bruce Moore, Mary Moore, Nancy Stockard, and Jason Stockard are the petitioners. This is Councilman Kirby. Councilman Kirby?
Yes. Yes.
You request a public hearing on this?
Yes.
All right, can you make a motion to open public hearing, please? You can just say yes.
Make a motion to open a public hearing.
Second.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments on the motion? Clerk will call the roll. Apparently. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes.
All right, public hearing is now open. Is there a representative for the petitioner?
Thank you, sir. Good evening, Mr. President and members of the council. For the record, my name is John C. Revens, Jr. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Revens, Revens, St. Pierre and Wiley, with offices at 946 Centerville Road in Warwick. I represent the applicants. If I may, Mr. President, I'd like to compliment you on the new organizational structure at City Council meetings. It's a pleasure to come here in behalf of a client and see that the meeting actually started at 7 o'clock. That's a new experience for me after appearing here over many decades, so I congratulate you on the changes that you've made as to how you conduct your business. We're here tonight with regard to my client's request to abandon a portion of Harper Street. The petitioners are the record owners of land abutting upon those portions of Harper Street that are sought to be abandoned. The premises are of no use to the public as a highway or a driftway. The city planning office has reviewed the reconfiguration of the right-of-way and offered no objections. The other city departments have reviewed the plan. The planning board at their meeting in January made a positive advisory recommendation to you as members of the city council. In the packet that you received, there is a copy of an agreement among all of the abutters that John, Barbara, and Karen Harold will pay the entire purchase price and will own the unimproved portion of the street if you see fit to abandon it. So we're asking you, pursuant to the authority in Chapter 24-6 of the General Laws of the State, as amended, to declare the premises to have ceased to be useful to the public and enter an order abandoning the same as the public highway or driftway without any easements or restrictions. It came to my attention at the end of last week that you have in your possession a staff report with a comment that the city should, quote, retain an easement for water or sewer construction through the entire 40 feet of the right-of-way. When this property was appraised and my client wrote a check for the full appraised price, that appraisal was a fee simple appraisal, which means that my client would be receiving the conveyance free and clear of all encumbrances. The property does not have any value anywhere near the appraised price if that proposed restriction is in place, because you couldn't even put a garden shed on the property, never mind any kind of other ancillary building like a garage or something else. So my client wouldn't have any reason to proceed on that basis. And this neighborhood, as you know, if you've looked at the map that was provided to you, is a fully built out neighborhood. And the city of Warwick hasn't built a water line on an unimproved portion of a street that I know of in the last 40 years, because if anybody were improving a street today that exists but not paved and curbed and everything else, whoever's doing that work would have to pay to put the water line in the property, would have to pay to put the sewer line in the property. So I was a little puzzled as to how that made it in there. But when I discussed it with some staff members in the city today, they advised me that for some reason that nobody could really explain with any reason that made any sense to me, that they, quote, always put this in as a matter of policy. So I've done other street abandonments before over the years where that wasn't in, but that's up to your wisdom as to whether you leave it in or you leave it out. But if you decide to consider it and think about it beyond tonight, if you decide to approve it without that restriction, we're fine. But we wouldn't be interested in the property with that kind of a restriction on it, and it wouldn't have that value. We're looking for a clean abandonment of the street. And if you have any more questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. Thank you.
Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Good evening, Councilor.
Good evening, Councilman. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good.
Where is that? You're saying that restriction is, it exists in PCO 5-25?
No, sir. It was in the staff report that you received.
I see, okay.
Yeah, specifically the memorandum from the planning director.
Right. It was from Mr. Kravitz, but it wasn't in the planning board vote or motion. And I know Mr. Kravitz is here if you have questions of him, but some other department of city government, I think, gave that to him and he included it in the memo, but it wasn't in the planning board resolution. And I don't believe it's in the draft that you have. But in either case, the price that the appraiser determined that we should pay was based on fee simple clear title. And that wouldn't be clear title. And I can't foresee of any reason why there'd ever be a water line or a sewer line going in there if it's abandoned. Because the house at the end of the stub end street has frontage on Clinton Avenue. And it's already a house. It's already got a driveway. So this area as it exists today is is overgrown, and nobody's driving a car or a pickup truck or the mail truck or the UPS truck in and out of the unimproved portion of Hopper Street. It's just an empty parcel of land.
Oh, I see.
Thank you.
Mr. President, if I may, and Councilman, I think this answers your question. The order on the abandonment, PCO 525, is drafted based on the written recommendation sent to us. So number six is the issue that is related to the report to which the counsel for the applicant is citing was not reflective of the arrangement as it relates to what they appraised the land for and what the whole plan was for. So should something need to be done after the conclusion of public hearing, the council could consider at that time whether or not to address item number six as it relates to what council is asking for.
So that would be in the memorandum from Director Kravitz, item number one, that the city shall, says that the city shall, that the city maintain the perpetual right of way for use of abandonment for future installation of utilities as needed. Is that what you're speaking to?
Yes, Councilman.
Yes, and so when I draft the PCOs related to this, we incorporate the recommendation that is cited. So that's how it is technically part of our PCO that may or may not, depending on what all of you would like to do, could be addressed.
Mr. President, if I could, I'd like to hear from the planning director on this item.
My thoughts exactly. Director Kravitz.
Hi, good evening. Tom Kravitz, City Planning Director. When road abandonments and petitioners come forward with these, my staff receives them and we send them out to city staff for comment. Engineering's one of those entities that comments on them. And they issued a memo from May 31st, 2024. And it's in their memorandum where they had suggested this item number one. So it's a number of other departments too will comment, sewer, water. They all came back saying that there's no utilities there. It's unlikely that utilities would be there in the future because the surrounding homes get them already from the surrounding streets. So that's why in the memo here, if you look at the second paragraph where I talk about the planning board meeting of January 8th, that's when the planning board took action. And I say this memorandum and application materials related thereto. It's kind of a catch-all where there's a lot of information with the application. The things that might be important, I'll highlight, which is what I did here. But I just want to say that, you know, there was no willful intent to withhold any information from Mr. Revens. I mean, it was just, there's a lot that goes with the application and the planning board just didn't see an issue with it, having reviewed the other department comment. That's really all I have to say, unless there's any questions.
So does the city want to have that restriction in there still?
From what I understand, it's been a city policy to do that. That's really an engineering question. The big three potentials are sewer, water, stormwater. Sometimes you need it for drainage. So that's probably why the city has always asked for this.
And Attorney Revens, is it correct to state that if that restriction remains, that the proposed agreement between the city and the petitioners would have to be reevaluated based on the sum of money being offered?
Yes, Mr. President, it would need a new appraisal, and I'm not suggesting that anybody hid the pill. The memo that was referred to from May of 2024 from engineering, I never saw. Those don't normally go to the applicant. And when I was at the hearing in January of this year before planning, that never came up. And I checked the planning department writes a staff report to the planning board before the planning meeting. So I read the staff report before that January planning meeting, wasn't in it. When I looked at the staff report that you ladies and gentlemen got for the meeting this week, last week, and I saw that in there, I sent it to the client, sent an email to Mr. Kravitz and called him and said, you know, I didn't know about this and the appraisal didn't consider that. And my best judgment is that the appraisal would be substantially less if that easement were there. And it's obviously your judgment to, you know, weigh this out and decide whether you think you need to keep that right or not. But if you do, it would significantly impact the value of the property. So we'd want to go back to the city leaders in the administration and say, we need another appraisal. And then figure out once we see that appraisal, whether my client would still be interested or not. But as Mr. Kravitz said, it's a built-out neighborhood. And the only buildable lot, oddly, Mr. President, that I know of and within a couple hundred feet of this is the lot that's behind my client's house. So by abandoning this street, the lot that's behind their house, which would be buildable as soon as that street were built out, which they could do, then they could sell that lot. And I don't normally disclose, you know, conversations with clients publicly, but when my client first approached me about this, having a lot of experience in land use work over the years, I said, why are you doing this? Keep the street, and someday you can build that street out, and the lot in your backyard is a buildable lot. In today's market, that's worth at least $175,000. And he said, no, this is what we want. We want to put a ancillary building, you know, barn garage structure in the back. And to do that, we need a better setback. And by abandoning this street, I'll have a better setback and I can do that. And I said, are you sure? You know, think about it. And it went, he thought about it for a while and he came back to me and said, no, I want to do it. So we've been proceeding on that basis all along. And then through, you know, just how things happen sometimes, we didn't know about this until either Thursday or Friday when I got the report. So that's why I'm addressing it now for you members of the council to weigh it out and decide whatever choice you want to make as to what you think is most appropriate.
Councilman Napa?